Number 1.
How are things going with your book, Jake?
It's finished. I decided to call it Spirit of the Wind. I've been trying to find a publisher, but it's not looking good.
You haven't had many responses then?
Only rejection letters. I guess it's not as good as I thought.
Did any of them give you feedback?
Well, a couple of the editors said the story's too simple. I guess I'll have to work on that.
Well, good luck.
Question. What does the man say he will do?
Number 2.
Oh no. I have 2 meetings scheduled tomorrow at 2, and it's too late to change either of them.
Then you'll just have to miss one of them. Will that be a problem?
Unfortunately, yes. I have to give a presentation to a client at their office, and I want to bring up the issue of the budget at the department meeting. Why do I keep doing this?
Because you're just too busy. Your boss asks far too much of you.
I'm going to have to make some phone calls. Jack or Margaret will have to bring up the budget issue for me.
Question. What will the man do? Number 3.
Hi, Bonnie. I just got home. Where are you now?
At Great Earth Foods. Is there anything you want me to pick up?
No, thanks. Oh, wait. Could you get me some yogurt? And make sure it's light or low fat. I have to watch my weight.
Okay, but I don't know why you keep saying that. You look fine. Anyway, I'll be home in about half an hour, so we can eat at around 7.
Question. What does the woman tell the man?
Number 4.
Hey, Brad, how's that new tablet computer you bought?
Well, it's handy for some things, but not really worth the price.
Are you having problems with it?
No, but I was hoping it would make life easier. It hasn't replaced my laptop computer as I'd hoped, so it's just one more electronic device to carry around.
I know what you mean. Technology doesn't always simplify our lives.
Question. What does Brad say about his tablet computer?